This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Digital Galleria, Midtown Tire, The Next Chapter, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Boats Home Furnishings, Don's Heating and Cooling, and Central Cellular. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Central College, Knoxville Raceway, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Marion County Bank, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Safety comes first at Pellicor, both inside and outside of the plant. In the fifth part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Mary Van Zante, Steve Van Wielden, and Ron Wyatt with the Pella Corporation. So, Mary, lots of volunteers at Pellicor, right?
Yes, we do. We have a lot of people involved in a lot of different activities.
You have people that volunteer and do stuff at Pellicor, and then out in the community, a big effort out in the community, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. We started a program in 2002 to honor the people who volunteer to make our communities safer and better and support organizations that are important to them. We had had a really strong matching gift program that assisted those who gave financially, but we hadn't really had a program to honor volunteers. So in the 50th anniversary of our foundation, we started the Volunteer Recognition Program. And through that program, a team member or spouse who volunteers 50 hours, we give $100 in their name to the organization of their choice. And since 2002, we have given $137,200 through that program.
Repeat that number again for me.
$137,200.
Well, yeah, I thought that's what you said, but I wanted to check. That's a lot of money. That's really great.
It is. Of that, we've given a little over 18,000 just to fire departments. And this is not just in the Pella, but it's in all of our locations. So it covers a lot of different communities.
Well, it's pretty neat in that once you start digging a little bit, people around here really do volunteer a lot, don't they?
They do. It's surprising. We had one volunteer on the last form, needed 50 hours, but he'd actually volunteered 600 hours.
Wow.
So it's a lot more than 50 hours for most people.
Okay, and we have some people here today that work in public safety, do some volunteering.
Correct.
There. And Steve, what do you do? What do you do for Pellicor first? Let's start with that.
I'm an engineering team leader for our facilities and plant services group here on Pella.
What does that mean, engineering team leader?
I manage our maintenance folks and really everyone involved here that helps take care of the buildings and also make sure we have all the services needed to build windows, whether that be electricity or compressed air or sawdust. We also take care of the custodial work, the grounds work, take care of the air conditioners, all the building infrastructure items.
Well, that's a big team then, isn't it?
We have a big team here. Yes, we do. We have our team is about 65 team members across the Pella site, and then we also support all of the off sites, our other production facilities across the country.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Verduft Agency, Marion County Fair Association, Pella Regional Health Center, Griffin Nursing and Rehab Center, Two Rivers Co-op, Pleasantville Schools and Trojan Fitness Center, and the Good Samaritan Society in Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville State Bank, The Sign Spot, Creative Landscaping, DMB Supply, the Knoxville Recreation Center, and Hubes Garage.
I continued my conversation with Mary Van Zante, Steve Van Wielden, and Ron Wyatt with the Pella Corporation.
And what do you do with respect to volunteering and public safety?
With volunteering on the Pella side here, I'm the chief, the brigade chief. That's our emergency response team on the Pella site, and we respond to all different kinds of incidents, whether it's an illness or weather or fire, and we respond and help protect our team members here.
And you call it the brigade?
Emergency brigade, yes.
And so how many members of the brigade are there?
We have 32 team members. We have 12 on first shift, 12 on second shift, and 8 on third shift.
And so what's the range of their training?
We do, in general, we do about 55 hours of training per person per year. And we have people that are trained in terms of, on the Pella site, that we look at spill response, like a hazardous response. We look at weather events. We look at fire response, general illness or injury. So any type of emergency response, we would be the first responder on the site.
And so if somebody drops, let's say, a window on their foot and maybe breaks a bone or something, then it'll probably be one of the Pella Brigade members that's there first?
Yes, they will. We have an emergency response phone number, an internal phone number that calls. They call that. It goes to a phone that's monitored 24/7, and then they will call out the brigade, and then the brigade team will go to the site of the incident.
And then you, if needed, you integrate well tier with Pella Ambulance?
Yes, we do. That's one of the first things. We're an incipient, so it's first response. We get there, assess the situation. If at that point we think it's beyond what we can handle ourselves, then we would call 911 like anyone else.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the George Daly Auditorium, Walmart in Pella, Vermeer Corporation, McGriff's of New Sharon, Pleasantville Auto, Golf Cars of Iowa, and the Knoxville Police Department and Fire and Rescue. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Cascade Manufacturing of Pleasantville, LDJ Manufacturing, Iowa State Savings Bank, Vanderwilt Construction, and Sundance Realty. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Mary Van Zante, Steve Van Wielden, and Ron Wyatt with the Pella Corporation.
And Ron, what do you do for Pella Corp?
I'm a technical skills training coordinator.
Technical skills training coordinator,
yes.
So you're going to teach me how to saw or
I don't what? Teach. I facilitate all the training for progressive people. That's our skilled technical people, like our maintenance people, tool room.
Okay, so what does training mean then?
We have designated specific classes that they need to do their
okay.
job.
Okay. So you just coordinate the effort, make
yes.
sure that everybody has the training they need, and somebody else does the training.
Exactly.
Because there's a whole lot of people that are constantly upgrading their skills, new technologies.
Right. And new hires.
People
go into different roles. So we're always training people for their new functions.
And do you call them classes, modules? What do you call them?
They're courses.
Courses.
Yes.
All right. So how many courses might be being taught at one time?
Right now we only have two going on. We have a basic motor control and a sensors class going on.
Okay, and so over the course of the year, how many different classes?
It varies on the length of classes. We usually have around 14 classes per year.
And what do you do volunteering on the public safety end of things?
I also, on the brigade here at Pella Corporation, I've been doing that since probably 25 years plus. I've been on the New Sharon Fire and Rescue since 1995. I'm a EMT, Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2, several other things that we do as well.
So if I have my heart attack, I'm okay here, right?
We do have 3 defibrillators here on site, so yes.
But I mean, so they're trained. I mean, that's really neat. They're trained personnel right here in the building.
Exactly.
And it's in a volunteer capacity?
We're all volunteers on the emergency brigade here, yes.
What happens if you think, we don't have enough people trained. What do you do then?
We put out a notice across the site for looking for volunteers. It's part of our communication, weekly and daily communication. We'll ask for volunteers, and we always have great response, people putting in their name, and then we have an interview process to fill the position. And so we look at lots of different things in terms of their background, because we do have people on three different fire services in the area that are on the brigade, and then we also have a couple of CNAs that help out on the brigade. So it's always amazing the skills that are around the site.
And CNAs, what's that?
So that's a certified nursing aide.
Okay, and so, well, that's interesting. So do you just, I guess when somebody retires or moves on, you sort of see a gap maybe? Are you constantly reassessing that, or is it just something, you know, your team is a certain size and you know the weak links just naturally, or is there an evaluation process?
We have a team size designated, 12 people on first shift, 12 on second, and 8 on third shift, and that's based on number of team members we have here during those times of the day. And so when someone retires, we do look at, you know, what skills are we losing, what skills are we looking for. We also try to have people from across the facility because we have a large facility here, and so that helps with our first response. We're hoping that we always have someone very close to the incident if there is one.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Mercy One, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Capstone Behavioral Health, Raymaker Screen Printing, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, and Klein's Towing. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Agent Jay Olson, 3M Manufacturing, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Mary Van Zante, Steve Van Wielden, and Ron Wyatt with the Pella Corporation.
Now, Ron, in being a volunteer with the New Sharon Fire Department, does that take a lot of time? I mean, occasionally,
Oh, yes. A
lot of time, huh?
The state requires a certain amount of hours of training for EMTs and firefighters. So we're mandated to keep those hours up to keep our credentials. So that's a lot of training as well.
So I guess I was thinking just response time, but it's probably more training than actual response.
There's a lot of training. The response time, we're pretty blessed in New Sharon. We have a pretty quick response time. We have a good group of people there that usually drop everything and respond to the call.
I mean, do calls happen a lot? I guess I'm getting at, if you're going to calls every night or when you go home and, you know, a call comes out and you're going out into the community, that's a lot of time it takes away from you, your home life, family,
sure,
et cetera.
Yeah, there's a lot of time that family get-togethers are put aside. We get called away. They had one at Christmas time. We were having a Christmas party, and my pager went off, and we had a car wreck, and I had to leave. So it does happen. That's part of being a volunteer.
And when you come to work, you show up at work in the morning, and maybe you've been at a fire for 4 hours the night before, and you just show up to work, and nobody knows what you've just done, do they?
Very few do, no.
You just don't go, hey, everybody, I was at a fire last night?
No, I'm not one to beat my own drum, so.
No. So if people see you're a little bit tired, they might say, were you out late last night?
And easily my manager knows if something's occurred.
Because you have to think about, you know, work-life balance with that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. Yes, we do.
So it's probably best to tell the boss, you know, you were out late on a call. And
yeah, I've called him before from my cell phone and say, hey, I'm not sure what time of day it is. I'm at a fire. I'm going to be late. And he's fine with that.
So does Pella Corps understand that?
Absolutely. We understand the need for having really well-trained people within the facility, and we're very pleased that they continue to volunteer to share those skills in their communities.
I guess it's sort of by investing in the communities, you know, your people doing that, that says a lot about the company, right?
I feel it does. I mean, the role I've been in where I manage the foundation, where we have that same sort of goal to make our communities better and, you know, just improve quality of life for everyone. Certainly a big aspect of that is safety. So, you know, in addition to all the things they've talked about that they do here, we've also had people volunteer when we've needed special crews, like the floods that we had, like the tornadoes in Parkersburg, and you mentioned tornado in Attica. We've had people just go out and volunteer for that as well. When we had the hurricane Katrina, we actually sent a group from the company to New Orleans to help out with that. And the Red Cross was very pleased because we had a lot of people with a lot of needed skills, so we were able to really help out in situations such as that.
Ron, you went to Katrina?
I went to Katrina. I went to Biloxi, but yes, I was doing Katrina. I was there for 3 weeks.
Wow, that's a life-changing thing, I bet.
It was an eye-opener for sure.
So you really like doing this?
Oh, yeah. I was just in Shenandoah last week, and I trained 20 of our team members there on their response team. I taught them first aid, CPR, AED. It's a passion of mine.
So this just gets in your blood, and it's just part of your life, your lifestyle. You just look at the whole world differently, don't you?
Yeah, becoming part of the brigade here, it's just amazing how these team members want to serve. And we have team members that have been on the brigade as little as starting this year to as much as over 35 years. And they're there every week for training, and they show up for every call we need.
Thanks to Mary Van Zante, Steve Van Wielden, and Ron Wyatt for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.